So I'm here with Neil Martin, chairperson of the Northwest 10K. We're at the launch of the 27th Northwest 10K, and the recipients of the charities have been announced tonight at this launch. And we have the Letterkenny Community Childcare Centre, Cara House Family Resource Centre, and the Garton, Kilmacrennan, Trenta, Churchill, Terman Community First Responders. Neil, three worthy charities.
Three very worthy charities indeed. We had 9 applications for the charities this year. So we interviewed and we narrowed it down to 3. And again, very worthy causes. Every one of them have their own specific agenda or fundraising activity this year. And again, they'll work together. They're a good spread of different charities in the local area here. And we're very lucky to have such an enthusiastic bunch of coming along for the interview. We'll be delighted when we get to the 6th of May, Monday, bank holiday Monday of 6th of May, when we run the Northwest 10K, the 27th running of it, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, these guys now will have to start doing a bit of work themselves to help us, and as we provide the race as a vehicle for them to get sponsorship and to do charity events that will run alongside it. They use the Northwest 10K name, and as we say, over €932,000 has been raised already since 1997, and we're coming very near the 1 million mark. So whether it happens this year or whether it happens next year, it's getting very, very close at this stage. And really, It's a milestone for this committee, because we've been there from day one, a lot of us. And, you know, some of us were only running at the beginning and others were actually on the committee, but there's still 4 of them there that's still here since 1997. And that's brilliant to have a committee like that that works so hard and are community-based and dedicated to the community.
Yeah, and it is an incredible milestone coming up to that 1 million. It might not happen this year, but as you said, the onus is on the charities to raise the money now themselves.
Yes, we provide, as I say, we always provide the Northwest 10K as a vehicle for fundraising for all charities. They use the name, as I say, and it's a great publicity for them. And the fact that we're putting their name out there now for the next 3-4 months, and it's going to be a big help to them in terms of just what they're actually doing in the community and what they're actually hoping to do in the community. And, you know, every one of them has their own agenda. One, the community childcare, are over 400 of a waiting list of children for looking for childcare, and they have no facilities. Family Resource Centre have their own problems in Cara House, and the fact that they have so much happening and they're doing Meals on Wheels and they have no vehicles to get there. And they, of course, the community first responders from Kilmacrennan, Trenta, Churchill, Terman and Garton. So they are a very active base. They're only on the road, only up and running for the last 3-4 months, but they have done an awful lot of work. They have actually defib training and all that type of stuff. So they're it's a community-based organisation. So all three charities are very worthy of us as a Northwest 10K committee selecting them for the events this year. So hopefully it works out for them all.
Yeah, and you were saying in there, you've been on the go since about November. I suppose into 27 years, it doesn't get that much easier, and you're still looking for volunteers to help out in any way they can.
Absolutely, yeah. We start November, we advertise for the charities to apply. We interview the first or second week in January. We have the launch tonight, and now they're all working together right through to May. We have to organise a road race, which is an obstacle in itself, but we're very lucky. We have so much help from the Gardaí Síochána and Letterkenny. We have Sergeant Ewan Welsh here tonight along with us, and they work so hard as well as us to get the race. We provide 75 of stewards on the course that day of the race, and the guards come along with about another 40. So we couldn't do it. Yes, there is always a hiccups. There's always delays somewhere along the line on the day of the race. But at the end of the day, it only starts at 11 o'clock and it's finished at 1 o'clock, and everybody's home safe, and that's what we always hope for. And, you know, we're very lucky so far that we have never had a major incident during the Northwest 10K, and that's from going back to 1997. So, yes, we do work hard, but it's a rewarding work in the sense that we provide the race, and the charities provide the cover and the cover for sponsorship. So, you know, it's a two-way scenario where we help them, they help us, and it makes the race. Last year we had 920 finishers. This year we would expect to go over the 1,000 because the running boom has taken off again after the COVID scenario where we lost a number of years, and we did the Northwest 10K in a virtual run, but in terms of everything else, you know, people were afraid to come back out. But I see at the moment there's all the races are up in numbers, and we're delighted with that, and we would be hoping to get over the 1,000 again this year, and that's where it's all about. And the more people come out to run or walk or whatever, wheel or take the trolley and take the children and take everything with them, you know, it's all the better for the charities that we're associated with. So that's where we are.
Yeah, and it's on the bank holiday Monday again, and I think it's about 10 weeks away now, is it? So there's no excuse for nobody not to be able to get out.
Yeah, it's probably, when you think about it, it's the 6th of May, so it's probably 11 weeks from, or 12 weeks from today, maybe. No, 11 weeks from today. So, yeah, you have a time, you can get into organisations, you can help, you can, and we have people on the committee that if you want to an exercise programme or a training program, we can provide it. So don't ever be afraid to get involved and put your head in above the parapet, as they say, and get out there and do it.
And just at the launch here tonight, you had Nolan Scanlon launching, of course, won the 2023 women's event. It's always nice to have a local woman as well.
Yes,
launching it.
Yes, Nolan has been running in the Northwest 10K for nearly as long as we have been running it, as they say. And to be fair to her, she always said it was one of her bucket list things to do was to win the Northwest 10K, and she's achieved it last year and she's delighted. And again, a very good athlete, a girl from the local community here, and is very involved in Letterkenny Athletic Club. And yes, it was great to have her here, and it was great to have that local interest as well in the fact that she was a winner last year. And listen, that's where we are. There'll be another winner, it may be Nolan, it may be somebody else, but sure, that's what competitive athletics is about. But the Northwest 10K is not about the competitive aspect to it. It's about the participation and the people that come out. Yes, we need a race. Yes, we need a winner, and that's great. And we, to be fair to the local club athletes from Letterkenny, Finn Valley, Mulford, Denny Joan, and the Rosses, we're very active, and they're always there in the Northwest 10K. And in general terms, you know, the county athletes support this event every year, and we're lucky for that. And a lot of the clubs in Derry City come out as well. So, you know, they are the athletes, and the first 60 or 70 or 80 athletes are all club athletes, certainly. But in general terms, if you have another 860, 850 people out there, they're not all athletes, but they do the job and they do the work and they work hard and they get out there. And for a woman to walk or a man to walk 65 or 70 minutes for 10K, that's absolutely brilliant, because it's a fitness regime as well as everything else, and they're delighted. But yes, I'm delighted that Nolan was with us tonight, and again, she's looking forward to getting back into action on the 6th of May again for another battle at it, and hopefully she comes out on top again.
Yeah, and is registration now open for it?
Registration is open online on the Northwest 10K website, and you can register online. And then we will be doing on the Saturday and the Sunday just prior to the race on the 4th and 5th of May, 3 hours each evening from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock over at the Letterkenny Community Centre. We will be taking manual registrations them days. But I would advise everybody to do the registration. We have 1,000 t-shirts, special t-shirts for this year, as we say. And, you know, once that 1,000's gone, we will have t-shirts, but they'll not be this year's t-shirts. And, you know, that's it's better to register online if at all possible. There's a link on the website, northwest10k website.com. So that's where you get your entry in.